This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Supreme Court has set up a national task force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, while hearing the case regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at a Kolkata hospital, directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and the final report within 2 months. The Chief Justice of India said the court is creating a national task force comprising doctors from across the country to provide recommendations on the modalities to be followed nationwide to ensure the safety of women. The court said it has initiated the case on its own regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at the R.J. Kaur Medical College Hospital in Kolkata to address systemic issues. The Maharashtra government has constituted a special investigation team under senior IPS officer Aarti Singh to investigate the case of sexual assault of a young girl at a school in Badlapur. Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said the Thane Police Commissioner has been instructed to give a proposal to conduct the trial in the fast-track court. Meanwhile, the parents and public are holding protest, demanding justice and accountability from authorities. India and Malaysia have signed agreements in several fields, including labour and employment, Ayurveda and traditional medicines, digital technologies and others. The two countries also inked agreements in the area of public administration, governance reforms and mutual cooperation. The agreements were signed after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in New Delhi. Addressing a joint press conference after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said India and Malaysia have decided to elevate their enhanced strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic partnership. Mr. Modi said both sides have also discussed new possibilities of mutual cooperation in the defence sector. He said India and Malaysia are also unanimous in the fight against terrorism and extremism. The Prime Minister added that both sides will work on linking India's UPI with Malaysia's PayNet. He said trade between India and Malaysia can now be settled in the Indian rupee and Malaysian ringgits. The Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has cancelled the advertisement related to lateral entry in the bureaucracy following directions from the Department of Personnel and Training today. The UPSC had issued an advertisement recently to appoint 45 joint secretaries, directors and deputy secretaries in central ministries, which has been questioned by the opposition parties. Earlier in the day, the government had asked the UPSC to cancel the advertisement. Union Minister for the Department of Personnel and Training, Dr. Jitendra Singh, wrote a letter to UPSC Chairman Preeti Sudhan saying that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is of the firm belief that the process of lateral entry must be aligned with the principles of equity and social justice enshrined in the Constitution, particularly concerning the provisions of reservation. Responding on the issue, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Prime Minister always believed in social justice and his programs have advanced the welfare of the weakest sections of society. The government has said that 7.3 crore internet subscribers and 7.7 crore broadband subscribers have been added in the financial year 2023-24. The Communications Ministry said during the period the number of telephone subscribers reached around 120 crore in the country, adding 3 crore customers. According to the annual report of the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, the Indian telecom sector has witnessed remarkable growth during the 2023-24 fiscal. In Jammu and Kashmir, filing of nominations for the first phase of assembly elections began today after the issuance of notification by the Election Commission of India. 24 assembly constituencies will go to the polls in the first phase of elections, with voting taking place on the 18th of September. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the need to make the country's forecasting system foolproof and more accurate so that the loss of lives due to disasters can be minimized. Addressing the gathering after presenting the National Geoscience Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan, the President mentioned the loss of lives due to disasters such as landslides and floods in different parts of the country. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast India for the next 2 days. The IMD said under the influence of a low-pressure area over central parts of Bangladesh, very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. And with that, we end this news bulletin.